Coach. How are you?
Doing well. How are you guys today?
We're fantastic. Coach, how does the uncertain quarterback situation here in Houston have any effect on what you guys do game plan-wise?
Well, I don't think it's going to have much, to be honest with you. We're going to prepare for what, you know, what the Texans do. You know, Coach Bryan's got a good offensive system. We like the system, and we're just going to prepare for it. I mean, to us, we think both quarterbacks are good football players. You know, we've faced Hoyer before. We've faced Mallett in the preseason before. And we think both guys, you know, do a really good job. So we're going to prepare for what they do.
Coach, the pass rush here is obviously led by J.J. Watt, and they made some improvements, plus they have a healthy Jadeveon Clowney. Coach O'Brien said just a few moments ago that, you know, with Cam, he's a hard quarterback to bring down. He's a hard quarterback to sack. But how do you guys look at the pass rush for the Texans, and how difficult will that be come Sunday?
Well, that's exactly it. It's going to be difficult. They've got some good football players, and, you know, we've got to be able to do our jobs and do the things that we need to. You know, you could sit there and say, well, you know, we're going to worry about J.J. Well, then, like you just mentioned, they've got some other guys that are quality football players. So the truth of the matter is, again, it goes back to just preparing for what they do and trying to do the best you can against it.
Coach, what have you seen from this Texans offense, even though they don't have a healthy Arian Foster? And obviously we mentioned the quarterback situation that you're most worried about.
Well, I think that they've got some dynamic playmakers. You know, I think the wide receiver group, you know, is a good young group. I think that those guys have the chance and the ability to make plays when they need to, you know, which we saw in the in their game against Kansas City. You know, we like their quick strike potential, which we saw, you know, a couple of times when they moved the ball and moved the ball well. I think they've got a solid offensive line, and again, you know, I know they suffered a little bit of an injury with the tight end position, but again, I think they've got some quality football players, and the, you know, we're going to just have to be on our game. And you know, the big thing more so than anything else is, you know, we think they have got a very good offensive system, and we've, you know, we just feel that they've got the type of playmakers you need to have in those positions to give you some trouble.
Coach, how much has Cam grown as a player?
Well, probably the biggest thing more so than anything else is, you know, his home approach to the game has changed. You know, he's developed the style of passer we need in our system. He understands, you know, what it takes in our system to have success. And then at the same time, he's learned so much more about the game. You know, these guys coming out of colleges right now, they're what they've learned is so much different and so much less, more less than what we have here. And so guys have to grow, and there's a lot to learn as they grow. So he's taken all that, and we feel he's at a place right now where he's really comfortable in what we're doing.
How does his physical gifts kind of influence, you know, the play calling throughout the game, knowing that you can go the read option, knowing that he's got such a strong arm because of his physical gifts? How does that influence your decision-making?
Well, a big part, really, is you know, once we get past the first few series and get a sense for what they're trying to do and how they're trying to attack us, you know, I think that helps Mike, you know, Mike Shula, once he gets an opportunity to understand that, you know, teams are playing specific coverages, spying certain guys, playing a different type of front, you know, then we've got to adjust to those things and make good decisions.
Coach, I don't know if you had a chance to watch any of the Hard Knocks and the personality of Bill O'Brien, but what do you think of Bill? I don't know what your interactions have been with him in the past, but what are your thoughts on Bill O'Brien?
I think Bill's a solid person. I think he's done a heck of a job. You know, he's got a great background in terms of, you know, where he's coached in the past, having been a head coach in college football and had success at a very difficult place at a very difficult time, and I thought he handled that tremendously. And then he and I have interacted a couple times, especially in the off season. You know, we've been at clinics together. We've been at the combine together. We've talked, and I got a tremendous amount of respect for who he is. Again, like I said, you know, having to deal with some of the things that he's dealt with as a head coach in college football.
Last one for me, Coach. We talked earlier about the pass rush, but what is it? What do you personally think of J.J. Watt, the player? Obviously, what he's meant to this Texans franchise is huge. He was second in the MVP voting last year. Just how difficult of a player is he to game plan for?
Well, you know, the thing about J.J. is I didn't study him when he came out because we knew we weren't going to get a chance to pick him. So we just went on and, you know, and looked at other players. This is one of the few times I've really had a chance to step back and look at who he is. And he's a dynamic football player. He really is. And he does have the ability to impact and change games. So, you know, you've got to have an answer. You can't commit 100% focus on him, though, because, again, they've got enough quality football players that if you let him pull you away from what you do, it's going to be tough. And it's going to be tough if you don't as well. I mean, you've got to show him the type of respect you do. You know, pass rushers with his type of ability are impact players. They're difference makers, and you have to account for them. So, you know, we know who he is, and again, you know, we're gonna look at the things that we got to do to try and slow him down at least.
Coach, the Texans started slow last week. How much can you take from one game worth of tape?
You really can't. You've got to try and take a look at the whole body, and you've got to take a look at the different personalities that they have on their football team, the different players, and try to understand who they've been in the past as well. So, you know, again, they talk about they have a little quarterback controversy going right now. And like I said, we've played against Brian Hoyer before, and we got a lot of respect for his abilities. We've seen Ryan Mallett. We played him in the preseason a couple years back, and we've seen his ability. So, you know, we got respect for their arms. We think they're good football players and good quarterbacks. So, again, you try to attack what they do and what they've shown, and everything else is the great unknown. And hopefully your players have studied. Hopefully your players are prepared to react to what's thrown at them.
And last one for me. Do you have an update on Luke Kuechly?
No, other than he's in the protocol. He went through the step that he was supposed to today, and we'll see what the next step is once he sees the doctor.
All right, thank you very much, Coach.
All righty, guys. Thank you.
Have a good one.